The Zion Curtain Law, which restaurant and bar owners have begrudged since it was reinstated in 2010, aims to hide the preparation of cocktails and serving of alcohol from those who choose not to consume. Jeff Wright, a Park City resident and vice chairman of the Utah Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control, says while that particular staging at the Savor the Summit seems to be a contradiction, it all comes down to interpretation of the special event or single-use permit. He says the DABC has had to re-examine permitting for events as some recent abuses have led it to try to better define what alcohol permits are granted for. Special event permits, he says, have to qualify as somehow serving the community good.
You can look at Savor the Summit and say that absolutely follows why the law was written and serves the community in a very positive way. So I think you could say the Egyptian Theater, that's serving a community good. And there were some abuses of the special event permit that caused us to ask the question, what is the community good? What serves the community interest?
He said the DABC has to interpret and use discretion about the, quote, community good and other issues when enforcing the state liquor laws.
I think that with the imperfection of human decision making, I think we had to say, you know, the law needs to be the law is vague, and therefore we try to write rules that encompass that vague law. And there's discretion within that. And we had to figure out where the discretion would land.
But Wright says there were some egregious violators of the special event permit. They're typically businesses without a liquor license that apply for a multitude of single event permits. Those businesses are circumnavigating or using a loophole in the law because they don't have a regular liquor license.
You can look at Savor the Summit and say that absolutely follows why the law was written and serves the community in a very positive way. So I think you could say the Egyptian Theater, that's serving a community good.
Wright says that the writing of exact liquor laws will likely never happen.
I think the law is vague enough that and there has to be discretion. And sometimes, as I say in the DABC meeting, sometimes it's like pornography. You know it when you see it. Again, Savor the Summit, great community event, serves the community well. Creating a group of LLCs to, you know, circumvent that we don't have enough club licenses, probably not serving the community good.
That's Jeff Wright, vice chairman of the Utah Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.